Good morning and welcome to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour starring Gary Rossignol of RE/MAX Preferred Group. To be part of the program, dial 513-563-1480 to get your answers to questions about your home and property. The number again, 513-563-1480. Now, here's Gary.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. That was the North Cincinnati Youth Orchestra with their rendition of the Chipmunk song. I had them come in this morning to bring in the Christmas spirit with us on our Christmas show for the Dragonfly Foundation. As I said, Merry Christmas, and I once heard Darren Hardy say, "It's more blessed to give than to receive." And today's show is all about giving. I'm very blessed with many, many friends, and all I need to do is ask, and they are here for me, like this morning.
Amen.
Folks come down here. My guests this morning are all about giving, especially this time of year. So please welcome to the show some of my many friends, Mr. Bob Pape with Polaris Home Funding Corp., Mr. Gary Rasmussen, who will be in here in a few minutes, and Mr. Bill Kerrigan with the Dragonfly Foundation. Good morning, guys.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, good morning and Merry Christmas.
You bet. It's all about giving, so this is going to be real quick and easy. I'm going to do my Christmas time trivia because we want to get into the interviews. We only have an hour for the show.
Right.
So this is my Christmas time trivia, and it's for a $10 gift card to Starbucks. Just call us at 513-563-1480. If you haven't won in the past 60 days, you qualify and can win today if you answer this question. What is the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time?
Wow. Great question.
That is a good one, isn't it?
It is.
Last week we did the most played Christmas song, or the highest ranking Christmas song, which was White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
But this is the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time. If you know the answer, call us at 513-563-1480. Get yourself a $10 gift card to Starbucks.
See, that's a trick question because, you know, more modern films, it costs more to see them.
Yeah.
You know, than it did, even though, you know, White Christmas, you know, what?
Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah. You know, that, you know, these.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life every year is being played.
And it's neither one of those.
No.
Does it have anything to do with the Griswolds?
Nope.
Oh.
Wow.
I know.
I was thinking, I thought I knew it, but now I don't know it.
Got you thinking, huh?
Do you consider Die Hard a Christmas movie?
That is a Christmas movie, by the way. That is.
Yeah, it is.
But that's not the...
How about Elf?
That's not... Nope.
Not Elf. Wow, yeah.
A lot of good movies.
Home Alone.
Ah!
We don't want to give it away. We don't want to give it away.
That is a great question, though.
It is.
I think we've got some winners.
Yeah, the phone board was lighting up.
Did we get two? No?
No?
No? No? Oh, my gosh. We gave it away. If you're listening, you know the answer to the question. Call us back. So, Bob, my mantra all year has been that markets shift as life changes. People keep buying and selling real estate. Always have, always will. And right at Christmas time.
I'm telling you, right at Christmas time, there's some good things going on in the market.
Let me tell you a quick true story. I got two really good stories.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you for your favorite story. But a friend of mine from many years called me a couple months ago. His father passed away.
Right.
The house was in a trust, him and his brother. It was dated. I mean, Dad lived there his whole life. It was dated. I brought in my painter, brought in my flooring company, brought in my HVAC company that we did a whole house inspection. It needed a roof. Radon was off the charts. We had mobile radon come in and do that. When it hit the market Wednesday, it was beautiful. Guess what? Sold in 2 days, cash, more than asking price, closing next Friday.
There you go. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Is that a Christmas story or
so,
what?
So your client and his brother are very happy. And I mean, what a great Christmas. I mean,
he said, Gary, you pegged it. I mean, we priced it perfect. And we had, you know, 10, 12 showings and two offers. And the first offer is always your best offer. That's the one that got it.
Wow.
Is that a great Christmas story?
You know, and it is a great Christmas story. And the neat thing is amazing.
The money is to fund their mother's nursing home, her account, yeah. her care. Yeah. So isn't that great? So now mom can rest in peace and you know, everything dad did, he did a nice job keeping the house up to date. Funny thing is, they were putting the flooring in, and Sarah called me, says, Gary says the furnace died. What? We had a whole house inspection done about 3 or 4 weeks prior to it, and it was a 18-year-old heat pump, and it died. So I called Alice Comfort Technologies. They came in that day, gave an estimate, got it signed up. 2 days later, they had a new heat pump installed.
Wow.
Is that great for timing or what?
Yeah, I mean, it worked out for you.
Making it happen, yeah.
My photo folks came in right on time. I got the package. It went on the market right on. I mean, it couldn't have been better.
Yeah.
Great story.
It is a great story. You know, I've had so many clients over the years that, you know, one of the things about this time of year and traditional years was like, I don't know if we should pull the trigger now because we're going to have to move during winter and, you know, those different arguments that are always brought up. But, you know, when you refer to, you know, a story like that, you know, I've had a couple of occasions where, you know, for whatever reason, clients might be having a little rough time of it, where we were able to do refinances to lower their payment or give them a little bit of cash where they actually use that for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, and that's always something that's pretty rewarding on my end of things.
But today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is all about giving. And we have the perfect nonprofit organization to give back to, and that is my favorite, which is the Dragonfly Foundation. Mr. Bill Kerrigan came down to be live and in person with us this morning representing the Dragonfly Foundation. You're on the board of directors. You've been their fan for years, their number one person.
And 7 years now.
7 years. Yeah. They've been in existence 12 years.
Correct.
Because I know their founding members were on my very first show.
Unbelievable.
Gary Rasmussen was there. That was 12 years ago. So 12 years I've been doing this. Isn't that great?
Unbelievable. Over 740,000 families served.
Wow.
Now, if you want to help the Dragonfly Foundation, and in two more segments, we're going to just talk with Bill about what they do and how well they do it. But just text the word WINGS15. To 71777. Do it right now, ladies and gentlemen. Don't wait until later or after the show or this afternoon or next week because it'll slip your mind. 71777, text WINGS15, WINGS15. Just $5, $15, $50, $100, $500, whatever makes you feel good. We want to try and raise some money for the Dragonfly Foundation today because they are running on full donations. That's what makes their engine run. So, but we'll get into more about that. Bob, you're in the mortgage lending business. You have been for years.
Right.
I was talking with an agent the other day, and your name came up. He says, he's a great guy. I said, yeah, he is. So you are synonymous around the city, probably around the country.
Not around the country, I don't
what
think.
You do.
I think the tri-state, you know, is about as far as this mug gets out.
So what was the market like when you got into business?
So I got in the industry 1997, just after college. And I remember I worked at a company that where interest rates had just gotten into the sevens from the eights.
Normal.
And people were lined up to refinance. They couldn't believe they could get a 30-year fixed rate in the sevens.
Yeah.
You know, and how our world has changed.
I remember my first mortgage was 7.25.
Yeah, which is, you know, that's not traditionally, that's an average
number
interest rate. Yeah, that's not.
Mary Jo and I bought our first house in, I think it was 1982, and we assumed a VA mortgage at 10%.
Yeah.
And we were in Fat City because rates were 14 and 15%.
Right. Right. Speaking of the Christmas season, how is Mary Jo doing?
She's doing good.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay.
She had her surgery on Thursday.
Yep.
We were at the hospital all day. She's got an incision down the back of her right leg, a little sore. But a lot of ugly stitches, and they'll come out in a couple weeks.
Well, listen, the Christmas wishes and my prayers are with her.
She's, I know, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, Bill, I don't know if you were there, but a handful of years ago, this station, before COVID, COVID kind of changed the rules of everything, right?
Yeah.
But we had this entire station.
Place packed. I was here.
You were here, yeah. I mean, you could not even move.
Nope.
Mary Jo was rapid.
We had dragonfly families. We had Santa Claus. We had dogs running around. I remember all of it.
It was the most, one of the most chaotic. It was 2 hours at that time.
Yeah.
But
and just, a lot of fun.
Mary Jo coordinated that.
Yeah. Oh,
like, did, I couldn't even believe that chaos. Such a smooth radio show came from it.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Because I'm stuck in here, but she was up this morning, made my smoothie and put my water on for coffee and wished me good luck and gave me a kiss out the door. And, she's watching now.
So she just had a big surgery and you have her up in the morning making your coffee.
Doctor said you got to get up tomorrow, take that wrapping off and
make Gary's coffee. Yeah,
right. So
that's classic.
So, business as usual, right?
Yeah. I mean, interest rates are going downward.
That's what I heard,
Which has been
so Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. That's the first time in a couple years.
Yep.
And the Fed, gave us some good news where they think that there's going to actually be 3 rate cuts next year. Yep.
Yeah. So,
that helps us
the house, date the rate.
That's
fact or myth?
Well, here's the thing is, anytime you make a decision on a home, it's the biggest financial decision you're going to make.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are it's going to continue to go up in value. It's a better investment. I always say buy the house if you have the opportunity, because when you're buying a house, the same thing that happens with interest rates happens with rents.
Mm-hmm.
So if interest rates are going up, landlords are raising rents too. You still, would you rather own or rent?
That's you got to pay the piper question. For something.
That's right.
Right.
I don't think there's ever a bad time to buy real estate because it's an investment.
Right.
Whereas when you rent, you're not really building anything. You're helping somebody else pay their investment.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So if the rates go up 2% in 3 or 4 years, you can look back and say, wow, we did pretty good.
Yeah.
If the rates go down 2 or 3%, then you can refinance
and cash in. Absolutely
the case. And I would say the pre-financial meltdown, there were a lot of loans that were out there that if somebody paid the loan off early or refinanced, there were these great big huge prepayment penalties. We don't do that anymore.
And I saw one just came on the market 7 days ago, and it's subject to a short sale.
Right.
I haven't seen that in a long, long time.
Yeah. Yeah. The realtor that you used to work with, he's back to negotiating a lot of short sales.
Is he?
Again.
Yeah.
He told me that last week, in fact. So that's just saying that the banks now are starting, if people are falling behind, they're starting that foreclosure process.
Mm-hmm.
And that's.
You don't want that to happen, right?
From now.
But it's not going to get like it did in 2007, 2008, because that was just a crazy market.
Well, and speaking of like prepayment penalties, adjustable rate mortgages, this and that, they're not as common.
Adjustable rate mortgages is not a bad deal.
No, not right now, because of with interest rates higher, there's a bigger variance between an adjustable rate mortgage and a fixed rate.
If you know you're only going to be in that house for 3 or 4 or 5 years, why not get a 5-year adjustable?
Right.
Save yourself a half or 0.75% a year, a month.
That's true.
And on your interest
again,
rate.
And then again, if rates go down in that 4 or 5 year period, you decide you're going to stay, you have the option to refinance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Same stuff.
So,
have a little article here. Who invented
holiday wrapping paper? The use of wrapping paper is first documented in ancient China, where paper was invented in the 2nd century BC before Christ. Monetary gifts were wrapped with paper, forming an envelope. Although the Hall brothers, Rolly and Joyce Hall, founders of Hallmark Cards, did not invent wrapping paper, their innovations led to the development of modern gift wrapping. They helped popularize the idea of decorative gift wrapping in the 20th century. And according to Joyce Hall, the decorative gift wrapping business was born the day Rolly placed those French envelope linings on top of that showcase. Now get this. The company promoted the new designs in the subsequent decades, adding ribbons to the 1930s. And Hallmark remains one of the largest American producers of gift wrap. Hallmark records that gift wrap accounts to $3.2 billion annually in retail sales in the U.S.
So Hallmark's who I should blame for all my frustrations.
Yeah.
I am the world's worst rapper, and I try so hard. It's terrible.
Yeah. At this time each week, I'd like to express my gratitude to all our troops, veterans, first responders, and all our heroes, nurses, doctors, nurses, aides, health care, and EMT staff, our police and firefighters. Too often they deal with life and death situations, so let's thank them and keep them in our thoughts and prayers. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by RE/MAX Preferred Group, the largest RE/MAX broker in Ohio. Call Chris Beersford at 513-265-8691 to change for the best. After our break, we're going to have a moment with Miles and then the musical insurance guy. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour Merry Christmas edition on WDJO 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
If you're an experienced real estate agent in Greater Cincinnati, or your current situation leaves you wanting a more fulfilling career, consider joining the RE/MAX Preferred Group. RE/MAX is the most recognized brand in the world, and RE/MAX Preferred Group delivers the experience of 25 years as a tri-state brokerage. Independently owned and operated, it's a big company with a family-friendly attitude. Licensed in Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, RE/MAX Preferred Group associates receive continuous training and education, supported by the very best in marketing and technology. If you're searching for a long-term, highly respected brokerage, RE/MAX Preferred Group has 6 offices strategically located in Southwest Ohio. Call Chris Beresford at 513-265-8691. That's 513-265-8691.
Join the Ohio State University Alumni Club of Greater Cincinnati's official game watch party at O'Brien's Bar and Grill, 1998 Madison Road in O'Brienville, the hottest ticket in town for all things OSU athletics. As an official Alumni Club member, you'll enjoy food and drink specials every game all season long. Not a club member yet? Sign up today at cincinnati.alumni.osu.edu. Gather your friends, wear your scarlet and gray, and head over to O'Brien's Bar and Grill for the best Ohio State game day experience. The Ohio State University Alumni Club of Greater Cincinnati and O'Brien's Bar and Grill, where Buckeye pride comes alive. Visit cincinnati.alumni.osu.edu for all club news, updates, and upcoming events.
One word that I would have to describe Dr. Peck would be perfections. I didn't like pictures taken because I could see my smile was not very attractive. Basically, I'd gotten to the point where I was going to have dentures. And so that's when we started the long journey, despite the time, the effort, the money. I would do this over again. People at work say, your teeth really look nice. And I said, I know, don't they?
For your own beautiful new smile, call Dr. Fred Peck at 513-621-7666 or visit PeckSmiles.com.
I'm Connie Birdwell, and I love my new smile.
Dairyland land is your land. It's affordable car insurance that understands you and where you're going land. And low-down payments will get you back on a road again land, even if you've made some mistakes. Dairyland works for your unique circumstances. Dairyland is your land. Call Johnny Parsons today at 513-947-9999 or visit johnnyparsons.com. Proudly serving southwestern Ohio for more than 40 years.
Dairyland brand products are underwritten by a member of the Century Insurance Group. For a complete list of companies, visit dairyland.com.
Get on. Let's rock the house.
There you go. That's the North Cincinnati Youth Orchestra with Feliz Davida. Great guy. Great job, guys. That's really put me in the Christmas spirit.
It does.
Yeah. Thanks for listening and watching on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, which is now X. My name is Gary Rosignol, certified residential specialist, better known as Cincinnati's Rock and Roll Realtor with RE/MAX Preferred Group. And this is the moment I've been waiting for all week. This is the captain of our ship, Mr. Miles Beresford, with his Moment with Miles. Morning, Miles.
Good morning, Gary. Have a Merry Christmas, everyone.
You got it.
And the best wishes for the new year. Let there be peace in your hearts and peace on earth. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And that's this morning's Moment with Miles.
Beautiful, beautiful, Miles. I didn't expect anything less than that from you this morning. Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas. You and Christine Beresford are the owners of RE/MAX Preferred Group, the largest RE/MAX brokerage in the entire state of Ohio. And thank you guys for sponsoring the show for us this morning. We wouldn't be able to be here if it wasn't for you guys. If you want to help the Dragonfly Foundation, text the word WINGS 15 to 71777. Just donate $5, $15, $50, $500, whatever makes you feel good. Today's show is all about giving, and giving is what we want to do. And I'm going to give Betty Sanders a $10 gift card to Starbucks. She guessed the Christmas time trivia, which was the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time, is Home Alone.
Really?
Yeah.
Home Alone.
Home Alone. Can you believe that? She got the answer. You gave it away. We were going through all the different movies, and he mentioned Home Alone. Went, oh, that's it. But a lot of great movies. Next week is my New Year's Eve show with a couple special guests, so tune in, won't you? If you have a question or a holiday story you want to tell, just give us a call at 513-563-1480. I have with me in the studio my friends Bob Pape just left, but I got Gary Rasmussen and Bill Kerrigan of the Dragonfly Foundation. We'll talk with Bill all next set, so stay with us for that. But first, I'd like to talk to my friend, the musical insurance guy, Mr. Gary Rasmussen with Farmers Insurance.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. I looked it up. You were on my very first radio show. It was February the 20th in 2011.
Wow. It's been that long?
12 years ago.
We've been having fun.
We have. I know. 12 years.
You keep good records, too.
I do. I've got that show on video.
All right. I was there.
I know. And I have you to thank for coining me the Rock and Roll Realtor.
Well, you are.
We met at
TBN at the time.
It was called TBN. And it was at O'Charley's.
Yeah, it was.
In Mason.
Over on Fields Hurdle, which just closed for whatever.
Did it really?
It did.
Oh, my gosh. I remember sitting in the back room, and we were having lunch, and you introduced yourself as the musical insurance guy. I went, that's quirky, but it's cool.
But you're the rock and roll realtor.
That's what you said. I went, So I thunk about that for a little while. Thunk is a real word. I thunk on that for a little while. I went, it's goofy enough. So I started using it and caught on. Now everybody knows me as the rock and roll realtor.
Absolutely. The name of the program, it's on your band, it's all over the place.
You betcha. Yeah, so thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll never be able to re-thank you for that. So do you remember your first insurance transaction back in the day?
Do I remember my first one? Boy, I don't know. Probably me. I think I sold me.
How was insurance when you got into business versus today?
Well, things have certainly changed, that's for sure. Right now, it's just such a crazy world with especially the property and casualty, which is your auto and home and business insurance. The world has just gotten, a combination of interest rates going up like crazy, losses going up like crazy, and every insurance company in the world technically has lost money in the last year or so. Mm-hmm. So as a result, everybody's rates have gone up on pretty much everything. So these are volatile and fun times.
And people say, well, why are my rates going up? Well,
I didn't have any claims.
Right, exactly. Well, but you're part of the economy.
Insurance is like this gigantic cooperative, you know. We all pay premiums into this big
pot
of money.
No matter who you're with.
Right.
It's y'all have the way to get on the same database to see if your house had some claims or not.
Exactly. And at some level, all of these big things that happens, the hurricanes, the storms that happens in some other part of the country, at some point, at some level, that does affect all of us. So we all pay for all of it. The costs go up, all of our premiums go up.
So let's just talk real quick about some home safety tips so you don't have to put in any kind of insurance claims. Holiday light safety.
Oh, boy. Yeah. It's easy to overload those circuits, although it's not as bad with all these LED lights. They don't draw
as much. That's the key, right. We bought a tree, and you put it up, you plug it in, and
And the amount of current draw is just drastically less than it used to be.
Oh, right, right. Well, so, with my band, we used to carry four lighting trees with four 500-watt light bulbs on each one.
You needed special circuits just
to run
a concert.
We had to have a power distribution. We had to have four 20-amp circuits just for our lighting system. Now we can put the entire stage lighting into one 15-amp circuit.
Just a normal wall plug.
Twice as much brightness, no heat, easy to set up.
It's amazing what's happened.
Times they are a-changing.
But it's still easy to overload your circuits.
Yeah.
So if you do a zillion lights out there, and you get too much and you put it all on an extension cord that gets hot or put it under a rug, all those dumb things to do, that can cause a fire.
Go with batteries. And also battery safety. You don't want to just throw those batteries in the trash can. I heard a big story about that. And take them to, I think it's called Batteries Plus or any store that sells batteries.
Even the big box stores like the Home Depot and Lowe's typically has a box out there for battery.
They'll dispose of them. They'll put them in their trash can.
More properly.
Yeah. Home security.
Yes.
Do you get a break if you have a security system versus not?
Yes. In fact, we've got another new program coming out. Maybe you might be interested for your home.
Okay.
So do you have a home security system?
I do.
Yeah. And you get a discount for it.
Okay.
So they have another one coming on, which should enhance that.
Oh, yeah.
So,
in fact, I can go on my smartphone, and I can dial up the front porch. I can unlock my door for a package being delivered and then relock it again, and it records who comes up to the front door. And if my back door gets unlocked, it tells me before I go to bed.
I like the movie that won the Home Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are goofy people out there. That's, of course, a little extra goofy, but that happens.
Yeah. Fire safety.
Fire?
Fire safety.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The fireplaces. You got to keep those screens in front of your fire and don't let it pop out into the carpet.
Right.
Also, clean those chimneys. You get a nice big fire. You haven't done it for the last year or many years in a row. All that creosote up there. You can have a chimney fire going. And
$150 you can call and get it, your fireplace.
Right. Okay.
Tune in on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock for John Englehart and the Soda Shop Sunday right here on WDJO. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by RE/MAX Preferred Group, the largest RE/MAX broker in Ohio. Call Chris Beersford at 513-265-8691. If you are a realtor not with RE/MAX Preferred Group, you want to change for the best, give her a call. Don't touch that dial. Coming up next is my music history, and then we're going to talk with Bill Carey and the Dragonfly Foundation. You're listening to the Christmas version of the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour right here on WDJO, 1480 AM now on FM 99.5 and 107.9. The house is a-rockin', don't bother
knockin', yeah, the house is a-rockin'. Celebrate New Year's Eve with Cincinnati's greatest classic rock band, Bluestone Ivory, as they roar in the new year at the Marriott Cincinnati North. Packages include accommodations, a ballpark-themed buffet dinner, open bar, and a breakfast buffet. New Year's Day with late checkout. Dance the night away with the sounds of Bluestone Ivory as they ring in 2024. Space is limited. Book your reservations today. Call Carmen at 513-645-4613 or visit 1480wdjo.com. Hey, well, I'm
a friendly stream. Guys, are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars for your ED medications? Hi, I'm Dan Beebe, owner of Save Discount Drugs in Covington, and we are excited to offer generic alternatives to Viagra and Cialis for as little as $5 per dose. Give us a call at 859-431-2857 to find out more. Save Discount Drugs can help you in other ways, too. If you are uninsured or have high deductible insurance, Save Discount Drugs offers everyday low pricing on all of our medications, not just a few that are on the list. We even offer select antibiotics for just $1. So call us at 859-431-2857 to see how you can save time and money at Save Discount Drugs. We have free parking behind the store with a convenient back entrance. Save Discount Drugs is located four doors north of the Madison Theater at 716 Madison Avenue in downtown Covington. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857, or check us out online at savediscountdrugs.com.
How many times have you called an automotive service shop to get work done on your car just to find out they're backed up for 2 weeks or more? Hi, I'm Robert Nolan of John Nolan Auto Service. John Nolan Auto Service is ready right now to work on your car. We can do anything from a simple oil change, new tires, brakes, or an entire engine overhaul. Our ASC certified technicians can do it all and at a fair price. So if you're hearing strange noises in your vehicle, call John Nolan Auto Service at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today. John Nolan Auto Service, trusted in Cincinnati for over 50 years, is located on 4th Street in Newport, Kentucky, just across from the World Peace Bell. Call us at 859-261-8833 for your appointment today. A good deal better
at John Nolan. Get ready for holiday feast season with Pepto-Bismol.
Uncle Derek's here with his famous fried turkey. Hey, Aunt Mary brought the mac and cheese. Donna's here with the potato salad.
Pepto-Bismol provides fast 5-symptom relief for unexpected stomach upsets. So enjoy the holidays. Pepto has you covered, no matter who made the potato salad.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
Pepto-Bismol, use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Here it is, one of my favorite parts of the show. It's time for Gary's Music History. And on this day back in 1954, Bing Crosby's White Christmas entered the Billboard pop chart for the 11th time. Bing's rendition was sold over 100 million copies around the world, with at least 50 million sales as singles. It was the largest selling single in music history until it was surpassed by guess who? Sir Elton John's Cradle in the Wind in 1997.
Wow.
Sleigh bells in the snow.
On this day in 1976, my wife Mary Jo's favorite singer, the MOR singer Johnny Mathis with the best-known version of the song When a Child is Born. It became Johnny Mathis' sole number one single in the UK singles chart, spending 3 weeks at the top of the chart in December that year, including the coveted Christmas number one slot, and selling 885,000 copies.
Wow.
When a child is born.
In 1982, these are two unusual artists coming together. David Bowie had his number three hit in a duet with guess who? Bing Crosby. Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy. The single became one of Bowie's best-selling in his career, with total estimated sales over 400,000 in the UK alone. The Christmas song was written in 1941, while the Peace on Earth tune and lyrics written by Ian Fraser, Larry Grossman, and Alan Cohen were added to the song specifically for Bowie and Crosby's recording.
Peace on Earth, can it be?
They're good together.
Phenomenal.
Couldn't imagine putting them together. Wow. On Christmas Day in 2008, American actress, singer, and cabaret star Eartha Kitt died from colon cancer at her Weston, Connecticut home at the age of 81. She was known for her highly distinctive singing style and her 1953 recordings of Siesta Bon, best known for her 1953 Christmas song, Santa Baby.
Chimney tonight.
On Christmas Day in the year 2014, Ed Sheeran was at number one on the UK album chart with X, pronounced Multiply. In 2015, X won the Brit Award for British Album of the Year and the 57th Grammy Awards. It was nominated for Best Pop Vocal Album and Album of the Year. Spotify named X the most streamed album in the world for 2014, racking up more than 430 million streams for the year. Wow.
Baby, my heart could still fall less.
On Christmas Day in 2016, George Michael died in his home at the age of 53. Thames Valley Police and South Central Ambulance Service attended a property in Going, Oxfordshire. The singer, who launched his career with Wham in the 1980s and later continued his success as a solo performer, was said to have passed away peacefully at home. What a way to go on Christmas. Up to the time of his death, Michael sold more than 115 million records worldwide, making him one of the best-selling music artists of all time. And this is his Christmas song, Last Christmas.
Let's get away from.
Born on Christmas Day, can you believe it? 1946, Jimmy Buffett was an American musician and singer-songwriter. He was known for his tropical rock sound and persona, which often portrayed a lifestyle described as island escapism and promoted enjoying life and following passions. Buffett recorded many hit songs known as Margaritaville, Come Monday, Fins, Volcano, Cheeseburger in Paradise, and Changes in Latitudes, Changes in Attitudes. In 1975, Jimmy Buffett formed the Coral Reef Band, and this is his Christmas Island song.
How'd you like to hang a stocking?
I hope you had as much fun with these music notes as I had while researching them for you. I am called the Rock and Roll Realtor because I play with the greatest classic rock band, Bluestone Ivory, and we are officially a go for the biggest party in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky, Indiana. It's going to be at the Marriott Cincinnati North on New Year's Eve with Bluestone Ivory. Master ceremonies are our dear friend, J.D. Hughes. Call Cameron or Carmen at 513-645-4613 to get your tickets. It's $3.99 a couple. It includes a room, a buffet dinner, open bar all night, dancing from 9 to 1, breakfast brunch the next day, late checkout. The Bengals game will be on. It's going to be blowout. It's going to be fun. We've already got 200 people reserved, so if you want to join us, call Carmen this week. The Dragonfly Foundation supports pediatric cancer families and patients by an amazing feat. They build a network that connects Dragonfly families to each other and the community, and they provide programs to enhance their quality of life. These programs are in partner with the greatest children's hospital in the country, our very own Cincinnati Children's Hospital. This gentleman is a board of director member of the Dragonfly Foundation, has been their cheerleader and number one fan for years. Say hi to my friend, Mr. Bill Kerrigan.
Thanks again, Gary. Merry Christmas, my friend.
You're quite welcome. I'm so glad. Ash says, hey, can you be down? I'm there.
Well, I've always enjoyed this show. I've been down here probably five times for shows.
I know, yeah.
And it's always a special thing at Christmas time.
It is. And it's all for trying to raise money for the Dragonfly Foundation. So if you're listening, get your smartphone out right now. Text the word WINGS15, that's WINGS15, to 71777. Do it right now. Don't wait. Don't hesitate, because it'll be out of your mind. You won't think about it later today. Just $5.
Yeah, $5, $10. We run on small donations, Gary, and we get a lot of them, but we need to keep them coming in to support these
families. Tell us a little bit about the Dragonfly Foundation. You can look them up at dragonfly.org. Or Bill will tell you really quick what they're all about.
Yeah, actually started with the founder, Christine Knightsky, and her husband, Jim. They got the call from the doctor you never want to get.
Yeah.
In that their son was diagnosed with blood cancer. And, of course, like every other family, when you get that call, you drop everything and you get yourself to Cincinnati Children's, because they're going to get you into treatment right away.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the care that their son received was amazing. But what they realized is, wow, what are these families that come from out of Cincinnati? How are they coping?
Yeah.
Because they don't know anybody here.
Right.
They don't have a support network. They don't have friends here. You know, you can't call your aunt or uncle to run an errand for you. And Christine,
and they don't know what to expect next.
They have no idea what they're in for. They're really on the doctor's schedule.
And scared to death.
And scared out of their minds. And Christine said, wouldn't it be wonderful to give back because of the care that they received? What if we give back and put together this foundation that supports the entire family? Because what they saw was that mom and dad are, of course, impacted. The patient's impacted. But what about the siblings?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, they're really taking a back seat because all the focus is on the patient and the care. And over the years,
and the patient's saying, it's all my fault.
Mom and dad might be bickering about money. It's just, it's a very, very difficult period. And what we try to do is provide some strength, some joy, and some hope to that entire family by surrounding them with other families that have been through it, and then giving them lots of support from a big blue bag of supplies that you never would have thought to bring to the hospital when you took off. I mean, a journal just to take notes on all the doctors and nurses meetings that you're going to have.
Oh, yeah.
You got nothing to write on. You don't think about that.
Or a pen.
Or a pen. A flashlight to get up in the middle of the night so you don't have to turn every light on in the hospital room.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts with the blue bag, and inside that blue bag, there's an application. And all they have to do is write down the patient's name and their age. We reach out to the family, and we say, guess what? There's a very special organization in Cincinnati that is here for you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need financial support in terms of gas cards to get back and forth to appointments, or grocery cards so that you can go out and buy some of your own groceries, or restaurant gift cards, or your Starbucks gift card just to get away and have a cup of coffee for 15 or 20 minutes. We provide all of those things. And then, as you know, Gary, we have events throughout the entire year to give the kids a chance to get away, have some normalcy and some fun.
This afternoon, the Bengals are playing the Steelers.
That's right.
You're probably going to have all your buddies coming over your house. Why don't you call Papa John's Pizza?
Perfect idea.
Order 5 large pizzas or 10.
Yep.
Use the code
Dragonfly20.
You're going to get 20% off your entire bill.
That's right.
And they're going to donate $1 per pizza to the Dragonfly Foundation.
Back to the Dragonfly Foundation. So it's a home run. Matter of fact, we'll be doing it at our house this afternoon.
My camera fell off its stand. There we go. I saw it moving down here. So Papa John's Pizza, any Papa John's Pizza in Cincinnati.
Absolutely right. Yep. Just order it online and punch in Dragonfly 20 and you're in good shape.
Right, right. So today's show is all about the Dragonfly Foundation. Again, I implore you, text the word WINGS 15 to 71777 and just donate $5 because 87.5 cents per dollar goes directly to the families.
That's exactly right. So we have very, very low overhead. And when you're
basically all volunteers,
absolutely. You know, we have a handful of salaried staff and the rest of us are all volunteers that make the organization go.
Yep. That's it. Go to dragonfly.org to see videos, read stories. They've got podcasts. It's an amazing website, dragonfly.org, or text the wings 15 to 71777 and help us be proud here on the Christmas season. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by RE/MAX Preferred Group, the largest RE/MAX broker in Ohio. Call Chris Beersford at 513-265-8691. If you are a realtor and you want to change a pace, you're not quite satisfied with the support you're getting at your present brokers. There's a lot of good brokers out there, but not all of them do what Christine and Miles do for us, and I can attest to that. If you're brand new and you're getting into the business, call Christine. We do have a new agent introduction, some training to help you get on your feet right away with a RE/MAX broker. Stay with us because next I want to introduce to you the music behind the musical insurance guy, Marva Rasmussen with the North Cincinnati Youth Orchestra. You're listening to this Christmas version of the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO, 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9. House is a rockin', don't bother knockin',
get a house is a rockin', don't. If you're an experienced real estate agent in Greater Cincinnati, or your current situation leaves you wanting a more fulfilling career, consider joining the RE/MAX Preferred Group. RE/MAX is the most recognized brand in the world, and RE/MAX Preferred Group delivers the experience of 25 years as a tri-state brokerage. Independently owned and operated, it's a big company with a family-friendly attitude. Licensed in Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, RE/MAX Preferred Group associates receive continuous training and education, supported by the very best in marketing and technology. If you're searching for a long-term, highly respected brokerage, RE/MAX Preferred Group has 6 offices strategically located in Southwest Ohio. Call Chris Beresford at 513-265-8691. That's 513-265-8691.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, Chicago, and Earth, Wind and Fire. Reunite together again. The Heart and Soul Tour 2024. Chicago and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Live at Riverbend Music Center Friday, July 19th. Cincinnati, this is going to be a night to remember. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Brew River Creole Kitchen is cooking up something special for the holidays with an authentic New Orleans Revillion menu through December 30th. Get a Chef Michael Shields 3-course tasting menu for $36. Brew River will also bring back Christmas Eve brunch with good old St. Nick himself. New Year's Eve will feature a special prefix menu, champagne specials, and our Brew River Blues Band. Reservations are available now on our website. Also, Ben Levin will return December 23rd to celebrate Christmas Eve Eve. Of course, you'll always find made-from-scratch Creole creations that include blackened or fried seafood baskets, New Orleans po'boys, seafood truffle mac, and buttermilk brined alligator bites. Open Wednesday through Sunday night and Sunday brunch with happiest hours Thursday through Sunday, 4 to 6, and all night Wednesday. For the holidays and every day, enjoy the taste of New Orleans at Brew River Creole Kitchen, next to the levee on Eastern Avenue, and online at brewrivercreolekitchen.com.
Lynn, you beat me again at pickleball. I owe you a quarter.
Oh, my muscles are telling my age.
Yeah, your age 65 is coming. Hey, did you ever call my Medicare plan coach, Anita?
Not yet.
Okay, I'm going to flip this quarter. Heads I win, tails you lose.
Wait, I would lose either way.
You will lose out anyway if you don't call Anita Berry about a Medicare plan. 513-739-6028.
Okay, I will. 513-739-6028. Now give me my quarter.
Get on. Let's rock the house.
That was the North Cincinnati Youth Orchestra under the direction of Marva Rasmussen, and she is rushing here in the studio as we speak. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour with yours truly, Gary Rossignol. I am your senior real estate specialist with RE/MAX Preferred Group, and this is my annual Christmas show, and today is all about giving and giving back, and We're dedicating this hour to the Dragonfly Foundation. Just go to dragonfly.org, and you can read about them, watch videos, podcasts, and better yet, give back. Donate some money because they run on 100% donations from us. This is my friend, fellow musician, and most impressive, she is married to the musical insurance guy. And mother of our sound tech with Blue Sun Irene,
yes.
Jamie. It's all about family. I believe she's the true music behind the musical insurance guy.
Gary says that.
Yes. And I believe him. So thanks for bringing him down here. I didn't get to speak except for the celloist. And you've got, what are their ages?
We have a senior, Lexi, who has played probably about five times here on the radio
show. Oh, okay.
Show.
All right.
And two juniors who have done it at least twice. And then our cellist, who is a ninth grader. This is his first time. His older sister has been on the radio with
okay.
you guys.
Okay. All right. Great. So you're the director of the North Cincinnati Youth Orchestra. How did that come about? Is it just something that you thought of and decided to put together?
We had considered it, another string teacher and I, and what put us over the edge and made us finally take the plunge was in 2009, gas prices went up,
mm-hmm.
and we had all these string students that were ready for an orchestra experience, and we could not interest their parents, understandably, in driving down to Midtown. And driving back, that was a $5 trip mm-hmm. in gas at
right.
the time. Now it's probably that anyway. But we decided to start our own youth orchestra up in Mason. And it has grown into three different levels of orchestras. These students are all from the senior level orchestra.
So you're founder of La Chiesa String Quartet, too?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did I pronounce that properly?
La Chiesa.
La Chiesa.
Yeah, yeah. It looks, it's Italian, but it looks like it would be pronounced that way.
Now, it's
in
a quartet, so there's only four of you.
Right.
And you play with that, or you?
Yes.
Okay.
We play weddings, receptions, Christmas parties, whatever
okay.
you'd want a string quartet for.
Cool. Very good.
Yep.
And you're on the senior string faculty at the Indian Springs Academy of Music?
Yes. Yes.
Busy.
I teach private lessons, and that's all the stuff I do on the side. My regular day job is a music teacher in Cincinnati Public Schools at four different high school and elementaries.
Wow. And beside all that, you play with the Southwestern Ohio Philharmonic.
Yes.
We heard you in concert this summer up in Basin.
Yes.
What a cool orchestra.
Yeah, that was.
And every once
time.
In a while, Susan Shermer will ask you to come in and sit in with us with the Westchester Symphony.
Yeah, when I have time, I ask her if she needs another violinist. But you guys have been doing well.
But pretty good. We're doing really well. We have a lot of fun. We have young folks. We've got older folks like me. And it's just a community nonprofit community orchestra, and
fills a need.
Yeah, she always announces we're all volunteers. None of us get paid. I go, what? I don't get paid. I get a lot given back just being able to be part of something like that. But so you're a busy lady, and you're driven by the musical insurance guy who supports you through a lot of funding and sponsorship.
Yes.
Different things.
And a lot of behind the scenes things.
Oh yeah.
And he's our gopher and
he plays
roadie.
Plays flip flops on the picnic table when percussionist is needed.
And he did more than that when we went to Ireland. I actually had to draft him to officially be the percussionist.
Oh, okay. So you got back from Ireland, you did that this year?
Yes. We went in June of this year.
Had the whole orchestra.
We had about 15 performers, I think,
okay.
that went. Yeah.
And how many in the whole orchestra?
There's right at 50 in the whole orchestra this fall.
So 15, you could make a pretty decent sound.
Oh, yeah.
With 15, yeah.
Yeah, they sounded really good. They
that
made a nice sound.
That had to be a trip of a lifetime for these kids to go and perform.
Yeah, we had several say it was the best experience of their life, and a couple didn't want to come home.
You know, they're going to grow up, and years from now, they're going to look back at that experience, and just it's going to be life-changing for them.
Yeah.
We
had one family that a mom and her daughter, who was the performer, went, and everywhere they were like the last ones on the bus because they were buying Christmas presents for all the relatives. And what I didn't realize till later was they had Christmas in July after they got back.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They gave all the grandkids and everything Christmas presents. So that was a really fun experience.
So if you're going to have a wedding coming up or a birthday party or something that you would like a string quartet, contact me and I'll put you right in touch with Marva. How's that?
Absolutely. That's great.
513-777-2402 and call me and I'll put you in touch with Marva. We're just about out of time for today. I'd like to thank all who listened and watched on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And my special guest, Mr. Bob Pape with Polaris Home Funding Corp., Gary and Marva Rasmussen with the North Cincinnati Youth Orchestra and the musical insurance guy with Farmers Insurance, Bill Kerrigan with the Dragonfly Foundation. Have you inherited a property you don't need or own a home you don't want or isn't working for you? Well, if so, call me, 513-777-2402. My story I told about Lake Park Drive earlier can happen for you just as well. You'll find me online at rockandrollgary.realtor. Always, always hug your kids, call your parents and siblings regularly. Kiss your spouse every day, stay safe, and have a Merry Christmas. Dial us in next week for my New Year's Eve show live, and stay tuned for the Car Tech Show with Wesley Adams. To stay in the Christmas spirit, this is an excerpt of the holiday celebration from December 13 with the Westchester Symphony, Sleigh Ride by Leroy Anderson. Thank you.
And if you have any real estate questions, just call me at 513-777-2402 or go to rockandrollrealestateagent.com. Thanks to all my sponsors who make this show possible, as well as Chris and Miles Beersford, brokers of RE/MAX Preferred Group. A special thanks to WDJO station manager Gary Stevens and my producer, Dan Gettelfinger. I would also like to shout out to all my clients, friends, family, fans of Bluestone Ivory, the Dragonfly Foundation, and especially my wife, Mary Jo. Until next week, keep knocking on my rockin' houses. So long for now.